Hello.
Hello, Alda.
What's up?
So, I take it that you're free.
Huh?
I take it that you are free right now.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, so, let me know. I
Okay, the
have
last
opened the
time.
book.
Okay, the last time we were talking about the quotations from the people that in every chapter that I have. I think it's too many, but to be specific, on chapter 7. Are you on, you
Yeah,
getting
I'm on
to
chapter
chapter
7,
7?
Neil Gaiman.
Okay. It says, yeah, Neil Gaiman, somebody, I don't know what he's talking about. But also the paragraph, the political situation between Eritrea and Ethiopia can be easily compared to the one that Charles Dickinson, that little about the Twin Cities. I don't agree the whole, you know. I put it in a, and then Eritrean submission to the Ethiopian forces. It was the worst time because blah blah. It was a time of wisdom, people, and it was a time. All the whole two, the whole paragraph. I don't really agree. It doesn't, you know. It doesn't match with what I'm trying to say. So. I
So
just
what do you
wanted
want to do
out.
with it? The
I
entire
wanted
first
out.
paragraph.
Eh? The whole first paragraph, I wanted out, I think.
From political situation being, from political situation to gloom and despair, right?
Hold on. On chapter 7,
Yeah.
okay, if we're reading the same thing, it says there is the things that really change the world according to chaos theory. As the tiny things, a butterfly flaps, blah, 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 by Neil Gaiman? Neil
Yes,
Gaiman.
yes, yes, yes.
Okay, I want that out. At the same time,
That's
the
out.
political situation between Eritrea and Ethiopia can be easily compared to the one that Charles Dickinson depicted in the famous book, Tale of the Two Cities.
The first paragraph, right?
The first paragraph I wanted out.
Okay, done.
And all the way, yeah. I wanted to start from the Eritrean Revolution was
Overwhelming.
overwhelming the military junta. That's
Got
how I
it.
wanted to start. Yeah.
Got it.
Okay. We got that part. And then, well, I have put some things in and out, so I want you to read the whole book, I guess, after that. And
So sure,
I
tell me
want you to work
so
on
tell me
it.
things that you want to remove. Tell me things you want to remove and I'll remove them.
Well, I put all the stuff that you see on the red thing that I added. Can you see the red the part that
Yes, I
in
can
red
see
that
all
I
of
added?
that.
Okay. Can see all of that. Chapter 7, I put a lot of stuff in there, I guess. And then chapter 8. I'm okay with the quotation, I think. Your family members are 1959. Okay. Also Italian. Okay, I think on Zodi is there as an example, isn't it? You put it as an example of the fighters on that time, I believe. Okay, chapter.
I have a question
Okay,
for
now
chapter
what?
9, yeah.
For chapter 8, there is Zodi. As an example of
See, I have a
where
question
they
for
call
chapter 9, Elsa. Give me a second.
okay, are you on chapter
In
9?
chapter 9, you say
Hold on.
this should be a part of the previous chapter.
Okay, it makes me everything you say were the correlating of the story, you know, because I have said about this already in previous that how I had a how when I left home at Mara. So I don't know. I need your help. I put that just to discuss it with you. I just put the sentence so I can discuss it with you now. On chapter 9, and there is some stuff that we mentioned on the previous chapters, which is similar. So I'm just asking you the correlation of the history all together, you know.
Okay.
So If it makes sense, I'm okay with it. But it just makes like I'm talking about this one more time again.
I see. Well,
this part is somewhere on the previous chapter on, I don't know exactly where, but when I was worried about back home and, you know, hearing the news and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of repetition.
Uh-huh.
So I just want you to, the correlation of the story, that's what I'm worried.
This is not basically a part of that. This is basically a small flashback to that old situation.
Okay.
This is a flashback. That's why it looks similar to the to a previous chapter, because it is a flashback of what's happened in the previous chapter. It relates to it. That's why it seems like it shouldn't be here, but it makes a lot of sense because it's part of the chapter is titled Reunion. So it wants to the writer actually wanted to reminisce a bit about what had happened. Okay, that's why it seems like this shouldn't be part of the chapter, but it gives them a very nice emotional touch to the story.
Okay, can we do this? Why don't you go work with it and do the final, you know, and then if I have any issues, I'll try to revise it again.
Okay, no problem. I'll take the current one I have removed.
Because it just felt like I'm repeating something in there. I'm not sure.
Okay, no problem.
I'm not sure. I just leave it to you.
I'll talk with the writers, okay? I'll sit down with them. I'll review the book.
So there's two things that I want to be clear, though.
Mm-hmm.
After the independence, I visited, you know, home, and I'm still in touch with home. So there was areas that they were saying that there was a chaos after the independence. People are trying to flee, that my parents are trying to flee after the independence, but that's not part of my story. I took it out, and that I want to make it clear.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it.
So the fleeing, the running away was before the independence. After the independence, thanks God, I mean, we're okay.
Got it. We'll use the draft that you currently have sent to us for any future references, okay? Also, I have removed the chapter that, like, the paragraph you wanted to remove from chapter 7. I've removed that, so don't worry about it.
You guys can have a reason, but I cannot really explain what it is.
I get it. You don't have to worry about it. Okay. Anything you don't want in there, it's gone.
Okay, but anything similar to what I'm talking, if you have to put in, you know, other experiences or anything, you're welcome.
Okay, got it. Perfect. Yeah. Because the thing is, the writers wanted to expand your book as much as possible. So if you start removing stuff, it's going to reduce pages. You have to understand that. We're at 77 pages in total at this time. So when we're going to format the book, I'm going to try to see if we can...
Anything that reflects what I've put in there, you guys are welcome.
Okay. I'll talk to the writers. Probably to revamp the entire book, we might need a week or two because we're going to give a whole read, perform an evaluation of what we can add, what we can change. It's going to require some research in order to expand the book because at this point it's going to be very difficult to expand an already completed book. Okay?
I need 30 more pages.
Yeah.
It's after 77 pages. I'm stuck on it.
From my personal understanding, I think I'll try my best to get it to like 80, 90 pages. But if you're expecting a full 100, I'll be very honest with you, Elsa. It's going to be impossible with the amount of information we have.
Okay. No, I don't mind. As long as it's a good story. I mean, 80, 90 pages, okay.
Sure. So let me
get
in touch.
I'm going to be writing, I have more other titles. I just want to start selling this one so I can have some money to go to the next project. This is just an introduction for me with the community.
Cool. By the way, you have to keep something very important in mind, Elsa. You have to keep something very important in mind. A book, you are not going to, do you have plans to market the book?
Exactly, but I want to see how it's going to be finished at first. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to market it.
Okay, because that's what I'm saying. In order
for,
to, for a book, to...
I have put some money down though too, for the marketing. You know that.
Okay, but let me finish the book,
waiting.
Then we'll talk about it. Or if
yeah,
you want.
He's waiting for me. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. If you want.
Nathan is waiting for me. Yeah, the marketing guy from you guys.
Uh huh.
He's waiting for me. I just told him, let me see the
finished
product.
I think you usually talk with Ethan, right?
Ethan, yeah.
Yeah. So let's finish the book. I'll probably get it finished by next week. So we can start a bit of pre-marketing as the publishing procedure starts. So there's a bit of pre-marketing for the book. And,
okay.
You know, everything connects at the right time when we publish the book.
Good.
Okay?
Good.
Perfect. So let me get back to you on this by next week. Okay?
Yeah. I'm just feeling a little bit more comfortable now.
Perfect. Well, you're a lot comfortable from when we started. You were not happy when we started doing, when I came in.
I wasn't, you know, it's just the, the getting together from what I want to say and the people what they want to tell. I mean, when you talk about one city or country, I know it's vague, unless you have specific, you know.
Yeah.
And then at the same time, even Asmara itself, if you want to write about Asmara, it depends on your perception, you know. My perception
exactly.
is different.
Exactly.
My perception is very different, so I want to stick with my perception.
Cool. So let me see what we can add. Let me work on this with the writers, and I'll get back to you by next week, and let's have a good talk about the marketing propositions as well at that time, okay?
Okay. Well, I'm trying to advertise it by before May 24, if I can, but okay.
Let's see.
All right.
I think we might be able to manage it, hopefully.
Okay.
We might be able to complete the book, but publishing, I won't recommend it by then because we won't be able to get out any pre-marketing procedures. Trust me, if you want to get a book to sell, you're going to have to market it properly. So that's why we have Ethan, the strategist, to help you out with that.
Okay?
Okay?
No problem. Okay.
Perfect. So I'll get you in touch with him by next week or maybe even this week if possible. But, yeah, let's see what we can do.
All right.
Take care. Have a good day.
So much. Okay.
Okay. Bye.